No, I mean, she could say there might be one.
But sure that English is the hardest language for all people who have not grown up here, because there's so much colloquial and so much slang.
Mm-hmm. And the worst, you know what the worst thing about it is?
We think nothing of it. It's habit.
Spelling.
Well, spelling.
That's the biggest block to making English an international language.
Well, you know, spelling is nothing more than pronouncing. Mm-hmm. If you pronounce a word and enunciate it, you can spell it. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know either, you're just going to take a quick cut, shortcut. Mm-hmm. And that's what spelling is falling into, is just to spell it like it, like you say it.
But you know, believe it or not, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make English like Spanish and Latin and all the rest. I mean, this is the trend, so that English can become the international language. They're trying to reform the spelling, say, spell night instead of N-I-G-H-T, spell it N-I-T-E.
Yeah.
So that people, say, in Iran could learn it very easily and use it as their language. People in China could learn it very easily and use it as their language, because it's today it's the I believe it's the second most prevalent language on earth.
I'm for that. If they're not going to do any more about practicing what they're learning in the classroom, I'm for this change, because that's why I quit teaching English, because I never saw it or heard it practiced to the degree that I wanted to hear from the students whom I had taught.
Mm-hmm. So let's say that happened next year. If it happened now, it would happen...
year after that?
No.
Oh, two?
No. If it happened, let's say we were able to bring about these changes next year. What if we were able to bring them about in the present year? That would be in?
Correct.
In demonstrative pronoun?
This,
right?
This year.
Yeah. Okay, if a child has just had his third birthday, you would say he is?
3 years old?
Right. Okay. If something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly...
1 year today.
Uh-huh, or?
1 year ago.
Right. Okay, if you could look in the sky and say, I don't like the looks... You look up into the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those big black...
clouds.
Right. On a day when the sun is shining and there are no clouds in the sky, what kind of day do you say it is?
A beautiful, a bright.
Uh-huh. Or, you ever say nice day or anything?
Nice day. Beautiful.
Fine day.
Fine day.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, if it's not a nice day and the sun is not shining and bright, you'd say it is a?
Dismal black.
Yeah, or gloomy or something.
Gloomy. Like today, sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Listen to some things they have. They have smurry, glummering, lowery. You ever heard any of those?
Some people say those things.
Really? You've heard somebody say that?
Well, those are, that's factual. With this study, they'll find a lot of those words coming out that we won't think about their saying, but they'll come out just like they won't think about our saying what we say.
Yeah, they're probably South Georgia or something. Oh, let's see. If it's been fair and then the clouds come and you expect rain or snow in a little while, you say the weather is... Let me read the other alternative. If the clouds are coming and it begins to look like rain or snow, you
stormy.
Say the weather is, yeah, or?
Threatening.
Threatening, yeah, or, you ever heard changing?
Changing, yeah.
Or gathering?
Gathering, I've heard clouds gathering.
Yeah, have you ever heard turning?
Turning, yes.
All right, if it's been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you say the weather is?
Beautiful. Change it.